there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I am not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all of which lead to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Self-care is a big buzzword these days, right? But what does it mean? Well, most of the time, we think of it as treating ourselves to fancy spa days or hitting the golf course with our pals. For some, it's about enjoying a romantic dinner or hitting the gym regularly to stay healthy. Even taking a few minutes to sip coffee and scroll through social media can be self-care. But it's more than just pampering ourselves. It's about doing things that help us live well and feel good physically and mentally. It's about managing stress and reducing the risk of getting sick. And guess what? Even small things we do every day can make a big difference. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of self-care. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Lately, I've been emphasizing the importance of raising kids to be their best selves. And here's the secret. It all starts with us, as parents. I've been sharing practical tips like asserting ourselves, practicing self-discipline, and forgiving. It might seem like a lot, but remember, we can take it one step at a time. Self-care is about nurturing our minds and about how we perceive ourselves. When we have a strong sense of self-worth, we feel more empowered to navigate life's highs and lows, including parenting challenges. Speaking of parenting, setting boundaries is a big part of self-care. It's respectfully standing up for what we deserve, which can make a big difference in how we parent and handle other stresses in our life. Self-care is also about nurturing our relationships. When we address conflicts instead of letting them fester, we're not just taking care of ourselves, but also fostering healthier connections. And forgiveness? That's a significant part of it too. Holding on to grudges can weigh us down. But forgiving others and ourselves can lighten the load and help us move forward, strengthening our bonds with others. The best care I gave myself was forgiving my parents, particularly my mom. I can't remember my age exactly, maybe around 10 years old. But I knew something was wrong with my mom. She didn't behave like a mom should. I vividly remember the day I talked to my dad about my concerns. We lived on the water and my dad and I were on our sailboat moored offshore. Dad was working on the boat while I talked and he listened. Mom was sitting on the beach when Dad and I were talking. When we got to shore, she said, "I heard every word you said. You see, the wind had carried my voice. I was devastated. It wasn't until after my mom's passing that I learned the dynamics between my mother and myself. What I experienced was a role reversal. My mom expected me to meet her needs and listen to her problems. At the same time, my needs as a child were invalidated or shamed. I was there for my mom, but she was never there for me. When I acted like a child, she would get angry with me, as if, how dare I do this to her? In other words, how dare you make me behave like a parent should? Consequently, as a child, parenting my mom also meant I was there to parent my three siblings. I am telling you this because I needed to forgive my mother to reach my full potential and live a happy life. Not forget what happened, but let go of the anger and the regrets of the childhood that I lost and the anxiety and depression that I suffered because of the demands put on me. Forgiveness is when we let go of the anger and hurt we feel when someone has done something wrong to us. It's deciding not to hold a grudge anymore. Forgiveness is about dealing with our feelings, understanding why someone hurt us, and trying to move forward without being angry all the time. Forgiveness is something that takes time and effort. It can be challenging. But by forgiving others, we free ourselves from carrying around all that negativity and make room for happier and healthier relationships. Forgiveness is like lighting a candle in a dark room. It brightens up our hearts and makes us feel better again. After she had died, I spent time talking with the counselor about my childhood. Understanding what happened to me helped in the forgiveness process because it validated all those years ago that I was right that day I talked to my dad on the sailboat. I can now think of my mom with love towards her. I am not sure if it is easier to forgive someone who is alive or has passed away. Either way, my heart is lighter and I am happier. It was one of the best ways to look after myself. Self-care also includes saying positive affirmations and practicing gratitude. Telling ourselves good things and being thankful for what we have can boost our mood and outlook. So self-care isn't just about pampering ourselves, but nurturing our physical and mental well-being. Whether setting boundaries, resolving conflicts, or practicing forgiveness, self-care empowers us to lead happier and healthier lives. By prioritizing self-care, we show ourselves the love and respect we deserve, setting the foundation for a fulfilling journey of personal growth and an example for our children. By prioritizing self-care, we show ourselves the love and respect we deserve, setting the foundation for a fulfilling journey of personal growth and an example for our children. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. By nurturing our minds and bodies, we become better equipped to navigate life's challenges and foster meaningful connections with our family and others. Let's embrace self-care in all its forms, from setting boundaries to practicing forgiveness, and remember that by caring for ourselves, we can better care for our children. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to listen to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week, I'm talking all about families, the good and the not so good. Imagine a happy family where everyone gets along, supports each other, and shares lots of love. We'll explore what makes these families unique and how they stick together through thick and thin. But not all families are like this. Some families have problems, like fighting, not talking to each other, or not feeling close. We'll also be looking at why this happens and how it can make people sad or upset. So whether you want to learn about how awesome families can be, or understand why some families have a tough time, join me for a fun and exciting chat about family relationships. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?